Welcome to the Career Zone podcast, where each episode we spend some time focusing on something that's on students' minds right now. I'm your host, Rachel, employability and careers consultant with the University of Exeter. You can catch up on all of our episodes by doing all of those subscribing and following things. We're on Spotify and iTunes.
Hello, and welcome to this new episode of the Career Zone podcast, where we'll be exploring carbon transitions and evolution in the energy sector. Fossil fuels are a finite resource and a major cause of climate change, so their use cannot be sustained. At the end of the recent UN COP28 climate change conference in December 2023, the headline was that nation states agreed to transition away from fossil fuels and reduce global emissions by 43% by 2030. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said, "We are united by our common belief that we need to phase out fossil fuels. We do that by fast-tracking the clean energy transition, by tripling renewables and doubling energy efficiency. In the next 2 years, we'll invest €2.3 billion from the European Union budget to support the energy transition in our neighbourhood and around the globe. This pledge and this financial support will create green jobs and sustainable growth by investing in technologies of the future. As a world with some developed and some developing economies, we are increasingly energy hungry, with forecasted global net energy consumption set to grow. The International Energy Agency predicts peak fossil fuel usage occurring before 2030. Therefore, we need to fast track the mass production of low carbon energy to meet our increasing global demands. This poses an enormous opportunity for the green energy sector and for those seeking a career within it." In this episode, we will look at how this transition will affect careers in the energy industry moving forward. As the world commits to transition away from its fossil fuel habit towards cleaner and more sustainable energy options, what jobs and opportunities will become available? And what does this mean for the oil industry? Where there is significant investment in sector growth and support, it pump primes opportunities for new product development and jobs across a plethora of different organisations. So let's start by exploring what it could mean for jobs and opportunities generally. As we accelerate our shift towards renewable energy sources, there'll be opportunities for startups and entrepreneurs. They will tap into the investments and support developing infrastructures and technological advances. People will look for tools to help them manage their carbon footprint and support their transition into more sustainable lifestyles, and this will create more opportunities for entrepreneurs. For those who have ideas for a business or who are interested in generating one, the University of Exeter has a fantastic startup support offer for students, which can be found at www.exeter.ac.uk/student-startups. In any industry sector which is quickly developing, investments in research and development, or R&D, are key for fast-tracking technology to offer better, more efficient and cost-effective solutions. We're therefore likely to see big increases in the number of job opportunities in R&D within universities as well as within industry. We will also need solutions to be developed which incorporate sustainable technologies into everyday products so that they form part of our infrastructures. In addition, in the UK, there are likely to be more opportunities within the civil service, local government and bodies such as Energy UK, the trade association for UK energy industry. This will be mirrored globally as the investments being made will filter into policy and regulatory bodies. As we move towards installing cleaner, greener energy solutions, we will need individuals to manage and apply the policies. In media and the public domain in general, we will need critical thinkers, writers and advocates to engage with the not-in-my-backyard points of view which may arise from building and installing additional nuclear power stations, wind farms and solar farms, for example. A key element of this transition will be how we go about measuring the impact of these investments, developments and changes. Carbon accounting is a term which is becoming more prevalent as the public sector and larger organisations have now begun asking suppliers to measure and reduce their carbon footprint. It is likely that measuring the cost of a product or service in terms of its carbon footprint as well as financially will become the norm. There are already software platforms which enable businesses to calculate and report on carbon emissions. Ensuring there's consistency across systems and organisations will be a key for measuring success. As demand for expertise in these areas grow, there'll be more opportunities for sustainability managers and consultants, enabling more organisations to focus on measuring and reducing their carbon footprint. If this is of interest to our students, the university's Green Consultants Programme is a fantastic opportunity to develop consultancy skills and crucial experience in readiness for working in this growing field. For students and graduates who are keen to move into the energy sector, Energy UK has set up a forum called Young Energy Professionals. This forum is focused on individuals with less than 10 years' experience and enables them to network and develop skills in the industry. Made up of individuals operating in energy supply, generation, aggregation, electric vehicle charging, and software companies, to name a few, joining this forum provides an opportunity to influence the industry and stand out as a potential leader of the future. There is also a useful career section on their website, which you can find in the podcast description. Let's turn our attention to explore what's happening within the oil industry, where companies now need to pivot to ensure their future existence. However, before we do, we think it's important to acknowledge that there are strong views about careers in the oil industry because of the damage their products have caused and continue to cause our planet. Universities are being challenged as not doing enough to facilitate genuine transitions away from fossil fuels and giving oil companies societal license to operate in a way that creates social harm. As a career service, Career Zone, we remain impartial and have a duty to support our students and graduates towards a career of their choice, without judgment. In this, we are guided by ADCAS, the Association of Graduate Careers Advisory Services. We invest time and effort in encouraging students to reflect on their career values and consider what's right for them. We've created programs to support the skills, knowledge, and awareness needed to make sound and informed decisions about the future of your career, such as Create Your Future and Grand Challenges. With huge profits and investment potential, oil companies are responding to an opportunity, and arguably their responsibility and necessity, to redirect focus towards more sustainable energy solutions. Several oil companies have now firmly reframed themselves as energy companies, clearly demarcating their investment stakes in a diversifying industry. While this trend is growing, many argue that fossil fuel divestment is too small and too slow. Working for or in partnership with an oil company might not feel like an obvious career route for someone interested in working in renewable energy, the environment, or sustainability. However, with many already investing as well as pledging additional billions of pounds in lower carbon energy generation, this transition will undoubtedly be a good career move for some. Some oil companies are pivoting investments towards more sustainable energy solutions, research and development. They do this by acquisition or buying up small companies, investing in R&D and in external expertise. Their current activities can be summarized into the following key areas of focus: renewable energy sources such as wind and solar power, developing of alternative energy sources like biofuels and sustainable aviation fuels, hydrogen production, carbon capture and storage, electric vehicle charging infrastructure, reducing the carbon intensity of their own operations, energy storage, and enabling fairer access to energy across the globe. In terms of the career opportunities that this will deliver, it's hard to summarise them all since they'll bridge numerous sectors from the companies themselves through to suppliers, startups, policymakers, the public sector, and universities, higher education. However, there is already an increasing demand for expertise in renewable energy, environmental science, and sustainable technologies. Renewable energy engineers will be needed to design, develop, and optimise new and existing technologies and infrastructures. Primarily, this activity will be focused on photovoltaic systems, wind turbines, and bioenergy facilities. Renewable energy analysts will be responsible for assessing the feasibility and performance of renewable energy projects. This will include calculating risks and potential return on investments, both financially as well as in carbon reductions. Project managers will be required to install the technologies in strategic places, primarily making the technologies operational within budget, on time, and ensuring regulatory compliance across the globe. Simultaneously, procurement and supply chain managers will be busy ensuring a steady supply of parts and materials to construction sites. Once installed, technicians and operational managers will ensure the successful day-to-day delivery of the renewable energy outputs. In the meantime, sales and marketing professionals will be promoting renewable energy products and services to domestic consumers and businesses. Carbon capture and storage is also being explored as a strategy for reducing the amount of CO2 emitted by polluting industries, including the oil industry itself. Research and development is ongoing in this area to explore the feasibility of scaling this approach towards limiting or even reversing the impact of CO2 on climate change. Hydrogen fuel technology is quickly becoming more commonly recognised as a potential clean replacement for natural gas, with the first hydrogen-fueled cars now within our sights and an alternative fuel to heat buildings. Technologists will be required to focus on production, storage and utilisation of this fuel. Not long ago, electric vehicles were rare. Now they're everywhere. According to the International Energy Agency, electric car markets are seeing exponential growth globally as sales exceed 10 million in 2022. A total of 14% of all new cars sold were electric in 2022, up less than 5% in 2020. Infrastructure is developing all the time, and opportunities for managers to look after the planning and implementation of additional public and private charging stations will become common. At the same time, there is research and development which is ongoing into the efficiency of charging and the range of battery-powered vehicles. The airline industry remains key for transportation of goods and people around the planet. Sustainable aviation fuels, or SAFs, made the news recently, with Virgin making their first transatlantic flight using them. There is a long way to go until these are commercially viable alternatives to our current jet fuels, but there are opportunities for sustainable aviation fuel engineers and chemists to further develop these products. Meanwhile, there'll be many additional opportunities for environmental scientists and engineers. With the emergence of new technologies to replace oil, we need to ensure that we gather resources sensitively and mitigate for the environmental impact of these projects. This will require careful management to ensure legislative compliance and will therefore require specialist lawyers to work in this arena too. Last but not least, arts and humanities graduates are needed to help humanity make sense of all this, and social sciences ones to pave the way into fossil-free lifestyles. In light of the big investments outlined, careers in the energy industry arguably present an opportunity to influence big businesses with big budgets and big potential impacts. Oil or redefined energy companies are global businesses infiltrating every aspect of our economic infrastructure. As they begin to deliver alternative energy solutions, as long as humans need energy, they are likely to be supplying it. To drive responsible, sustainable change, energy companies need both external influences, partnerships, and passionate, educated, and informed staff who are driven to make that happen.
This was the Career Zone podcast, brought to you by the University of Exeter Career Zone. Check out iTunes and Spotify to keep up with all of our regular releases. And if you'd like us to cover something else in another episode, just send us a message, hashtag CareerZonePodcast, at UOE Career Zone or at UOE Cornwall Career Zone on Instagram, and we'll follow up in one of the next episodes.